Diversification. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a diversification strategy as follows. An expansion of the scope of the product line to exploit new markets. A key objective of a diversification strategy is to spread the company's risk over several product lines in case there should be a downturn in any one product's market. Diversification represents a significant investment and the exposure of resources to a broader array of risks while reducing the volatility from investment in a single area. Diversification for the sole objective of growth is not necessarily wise. Sounder reasons include competitive need and the opportunity for mutual growth. Organizations often pursue diversification strategies when their original markets are saturated or declining, or when evolving macro environment conditions, for example, new technology, changes in consumer habits, are eroding market size and profitability. Alternatively, they may find opportunities to leverage existing assets and capabilities. Diversification and risk. Organizations diversify to decrease volatility related to a single type of investment or operation in a single area. If management is uncertain about the future of the industry, market, or technology, diversification into multiple industries reduces the organization's vulnerability to changes. A market downturn in one industry may not affect another. However, diversification can create new risks. It may be difficult for leaders to assess an unfamiliar industry. This risk may be managed by seeking industry expert opinions and analysis prior to internal investment in capabilities, acquisition of partners / unrelated businesses, or formation of strategic alliances. It is also critical that the opportunity's potential is assessed accurately. A third-party analysis of the market or a third-party audit of a potential acquisition / partner can help address this risk. Other risks depend on how closely the purchaser intends to integrate the acquisition into the existing organization. Does it hope to achieve global or brand synergy, the diversified organization outperforming the sum of its parts? What level of control does the organization intend to exercise versus allowing autonomy? If integration is required for the strategy's success, the organization's ability to fold the acquisition into its existing structure and culture will affect the success of the integration. Differences in cultures must be acknowledged and strategies for managing the differences implemented. This includes defining new reporting lines, developing collaboration methods, altering job classifications, and reviewing compensation. The purchaser must also right-size the workforce to remove redundant functions. Related and unrelated diversification. Organizations may pursue related or unrelated diversification strategies or a hybrid of the two. Related diversification strategies. A related diversification strategy focuses on industries with value chain activities similar to the organization's own, which is called strategic fit. The similarities can be anywhere along the value chain, from research and development through production to distribution and customer service. Shared capabilities enable economies of scale. Strategic fit exists when there is a potential for sharing expertise or assets that will have synergistic effects. For example, say that a baby food manufacturer has effective market research. This expertise can be transferred to children's apparel market research. Assets can be shared to lower costs. For example, the same plant can produce lawnmowers and snowblowers, providing seasonality offset. Brand identity can be transferred to support consumer recognition. Unrelated diversification strategies. Unrelated diversification strategies involve organizations with different value chain activities and/or different types of resources. They can be seen as a form of corporate investment. For example, a camping goods manufacturer who acquires a chain of vacation-oriented rentals is implementing unrelated diversification. Assets and supply chain relationships will not be very helpful in promoting this new venture. Organizations that are well-managed may be able to invest their assets and skills to acquire and restructure undervalued businesses. Unrelated diversification does not offer an opportunity for synergy. Assessing diversification opportunities. Organizations should submit a potential diversification strategy to three tests. Industry attractiveness. Analysts can use the five forces framework to assess the intensity of competitive forces and market growth trends. The industry's environment can be scanned to identify potential threats and opportunities. Cost of entry. Will the potential profit outweigh the investment? Barriers are generally higher in attractive industries. When low, there are more entrants. Better off test. The better off test assesses whether diversifying the organization creates synergy. For example, a baby food manufacturer purchasing a children's apparel business would expect the returns of the new diversified company to exceed those of the original two businesses. Multifactorial matrices. Matrix tools visualize the relative attractiveness of enterprises and of the entire portfolio of a multi-industry organization. These tools are useful in determining whether an acquisition is a good investment or which current investments remain promising. This can help with adding, maintaining, or divesting decisions. Exhibit 1-31 shows the industry attractiveness / competitive strength matrix developed for General Electric by McKinsey and Company. Exhibit 1-31. Industry attractiveness / competitive strength matrix. In this illustration, an organization holds enterprises in four different industries. High industry attractiveness / strong business unit competitive position, upper left. A manufacturer of frozen organic foods enjoys a growing market. The company has very strong brand value, excellent management, and cost efficiencies that generate good profit margins. This is a high-value asset. High industry attractiveness / weak business unit competitive position, upper right. A heavy construction equipment manufacturer experiences a growing industry. However, its factories use older, inefficient machinery. Management is stuck reacting to short-term problems. Since the industry is healthy, the holding company may invest further or change the company's management. Low industry attractiveness / strong business unit competitive position, lower left. A fine dining restaurant chain reliably produces decent profits, but other restaurant chains compete intensively, requiring regular investment in remodeling and advertising. The holding company may divest this holding or revise it, for example, reposition it, such as to fast casual dining. Low industry attractiveness / weak business unit competitive position, lower right. A regional newspaper chain is in a declining industry with declining advertising revenue. This company has a poor reputation for quality journalism. Management has weakened the company's finances through constant fights with unions. This is not an attractive investment to hold or an easy one to sell. Industry attractiveness is assessed based on multiple factors, including market size and growth trend, intensity of competition, emerging opportunities and threats, cross-industry strategic fit, resource requirements, macro-environmental effects, industry profitability, competitive strength may be based on market share, costs and profitability relative to competitors' performance, product features relative to competitors' products. Competitive advantages, for example, strong brand, key supply chain relationships, synergistic benefits from other enterprises in the portfolio.